Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Well, we begin this evening with the Talking Points memo, why the left is harming America. Now, this is not about ideology, okay? But I get tons of mail saying, why are people so extreme on the left? Now, we know there are extremists on the right, but they don't have political clout because they have no media outlets of any note. That's the difference. So the far left is the New York Times, LA Times, to some extent the Washington Post, and then it's got MSNBC and NBC News. I mean, those are big. Far right doesn't have any of that. So you don't hear about really what they're doing, but the far left you hear a lot. So why is the far left movement bent on destroying traditional America? I'm going to tell you now. It all has to do with those folks feeling morally superior to other Americans. So if you know anything about the Hollywood culture or the Washington, D.C. party circuit, these people really see themselves as noble, that they are up here and most Americans are down here. They're bigots, they're MAGAs, they're, what was the Hillary Clinton thing, deplorables. So the far left, the people who drive that, they see themselves as morally superior. Therefore, they have to try to help the underdog, no matter what the circumstance. So migrants, that's where open borders come from. We're morally superior because we want to give everybody a shot at the American dream, okay? Homeless, we're morally superior because we want to enable the homeless to be homeless, take their narcotics, and walk around in a daze. We don't want to punish them or hold them accountable. No, we're morally superior. Trans people, that's what this trans stuff is all about. Oh, these people, they don't feel comfortable in their own bodies, so they have to change, and we have to make sure that everybody assents to that, despite religious differences, It's like reproductive rights. Okay? So the far left has no limits on abortion at all. None. 10 minutes before you are going to give birth, you can abort the unborn child. That's what their view is. Because it's reproductive rights, it's women's rights, this, and this. Well, what about the baby's rights? No, never taken into consideration, ever. All right, you'll never hear that. And they'll make up every excuse in the world. So they are the righteous. And when you believe you're the righteous and everybody else is flawed, then you can do what you want to do because you're the righteous. That's what's behind this, all right? Now, meantime, all the other people in the country are getting hammered. So just San Francisco, for example, the people who live there and have paid a lot of money for their homes, okay, they are negatively impacted by the rampant crime, the rampant homelessness, no public order because the far left runs the town. And all of those people and their children, everybody, is hurt by this righteous display. Oh, the homeless. It's not their fault. Yeah, it is their fault. Most of them, their fault. Okay. So when you have this kind of mentality, there's no detente. It's not like I can go in and convince Steven Spielberg or Bruce Springsteen or any of these people that their thinking is causing more harm for America than good. I can't do it. No matter what I present, they will not listen or even consider. And I'm the problem. Okay? So then when there's no detente, when there's no way to breach any gap, you got warring camps, symbolically. Now, no violence is ever accepted unless it's self-defense, okay? So most Americans are beginning to understand this problem, but they should have understood it a long time ago. Now, President Biden is a captive of the far left. He isn't an activist. Many people think he is. I have a friend who hates Joe Biden. I don't hate Joe Biden, all right? But he does. Because he believes that Biden is an activist for the far left, where I think he is just a pawn. He does what he's told to do. His wife is the problem, Jill Biden. Because Joe is so doddering, he's so discombobulated in his own mind, he couldn't even formulate an activist program. He doesn't care about the border. He doesn't care about violent crime or homelessness or anything else. He lives his life in a fog, and he's directed to say and do certain things by his far left masters. And that is the truth. So the folks are catching on. We saw that by the poll, the ABC poll yesterday, 36% approval. And the 36% are divided. Half of those 36 don't know what the deuce is going on in the country. They don't pay attention. They have no frame of reference. The other half are the far left. Okay? There are 18, 20% of those people among us. So that is the scenario we are facing. And it's important that you, the No Spin News watcher and listener on the radio, understand that. And the other thing is that this poll that came in yesterday, this should have come in January. But most Americans are 2-3 months behind the curve. Not you guys, because you're watching me on a daily basis. You're going to BillO'Reilly.com. You're reading the columns. You're looking at our fact-based presentation, which can't be challenged. That's why they have to attack me personally. Can't challenge what we're putting out because we back everything up. So you guys are on it. You're contemporary with the problem. Most Americans are not. They're behind it, but they're catching up. And if this debt ceiling thing doesn't come in, you'll see Biden's numbers go into the 20s. The town hall, in my opinion, was a shipwreck. Okay? What is a town hall supposed to be? Two things. It's supposed to give audience members a chance to ask the president or who's ever the subject of the town hall questions and get information. That's number one. Can you remember one thing the audience asked Donald Trump? I can't. All right. Number two, the moderator of the town hall is supposed to get as much information out of the subject as humanly possible. That didn't happen. And here's why. When you go in to interview Donald Trump, and I've done it scores of times, as you all know, you know what you are getting. Everybody knows that Trump has his greatest hits. It's like if you go to a concert by the classic rock group, The Turtles, they are going to sing Happy Together. There's nothing you can do. If you're in the arena with the Turtles, you're going to hear Happy Together. Okay? So if Trump is sitting across from you, you're going to hear his greatest hits. What are the greatest hits? The election was rigged 2020. Okay? January 6th was mostly peaceful with good people. Vladimir Putin is smart and the country is going to hell. Those are the four top greatest hits of Donald Trump, and he's going to tell you about them no matter what you do. Okay? So enter the moderator, 31-year-old Caitlin Collins, a CNN host. Ms. Collins is very talented and very smart, but she's 31 years old. When I was 31, I was lucky I wasn't in the penitentiary. She also has no mentors at CNN because there is no one there, no one, who knows how to interview anybody. Okay, they just don't have the skill set. If Caitlin Collins had spent a few hours on the phone with me, that interview that she did or the moderation that she did would have been 1,000 times better because I would have told her what I'm telling you. You don't go in as a prosecutor. You don't tell a former president that he's lying. You don't challenge the greatest hits because you know he's not going to admit he is wrong. Ever. Okay? Ever. If you read the United States of Trump, his own son told me in his whole life, Donald Trump has never admitted being wrong once. Not once. The closest he ever came was my interview with him about John McCain when he disparaged the senator's POW status. That's the closest he came. And he didn't admit he was wrong then, but it was close.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Okay. So Caitlin Collins wanted to prove her mettle, M-E-T-T-L-E, to CNN viewers who are primarily left-wing. So therefore, she interrupted. She had to interrupt sometimes. I interrupt Trump. I interrupted Obama. You have to, because they'll just go on forever. But she was accusatory. And that put Trump in a, I'm going to steamroll this person mode, rather than having a conversation. Okay, now let me give you some examples of all of this. So the first thing is the election. That should have never come up with Caitlin Collins. Trump is going to bring it up anyway, all right? He was going to bring it up because he always brings it up, and he's not going to back off no matter what you do. Roll the tape.
And that was a rigged election, and it's a shame that we had to go through it. It's very bad for our country. All over the world, they looked at it, and they saw exactly what everyone else saw. I've never spoken to a crowd as large as this, and that was because they thought the election was rigged, and they were there proud. They were there with love in their heart. That was an unbelievable, and it was a beautiful day.
When you were in office, you said that you respected President Putin. Do you still respect him today?
He made a tremendous mistake. He's a smart guy. I think it's a very sad thing for our country. I think it's a very sad thing, frankly, for the world, because if you look at what's gone to our country has gone to hell.
All right, so they're the greatest hits right there. I mean, they just come down for you. So, there's a way to get at the rigged election thing. Caitlin Collins was confrontational. No, that's not true. All right? No. Your people filed 60 lawsuits and they lost them all. Actually, the number is 42, if you really want to cut it down. But all right, we'll just take the 60. The way to ask that question is not to say you're a liar, Donald Trump. Okay? Is to say, you know, I'm looking at my research here, and the Trump organization filed 42 or 60, whatever number you want to use, okay, actions in court, and you lost them all. How do you explain that, Mr. President? And you ask it in that tone, okay? So I did that, and I have a soundbite. I don't know if it's cued, but let's try to get it. I did that on January 6th. Okay, so Trump says it's a beautiful day. They were all there protesting. Most of them were peaceful. That's his line. Okay, now here's what I said in the history tour in 2021. Go.
But now they say you didn't act fast enough to quell the riot as it was happening. How do you reply to that?
Okay, now I didn't get an answer. He did not answer that question. But I couldn't force him to answer it. However, I answered in a measured tone. How do you reply to people saying you didn't act fast enough to quell the riot? Because he didn't. He waited about 2.5 hours. But he's not going to answer the question. You have to ask it. So Ms. Collins' tone, now you saw my tone. Here's Caitlin's tone.
But when it was clear to you that they were not being peaceful, you saw them rushing the Capitol, breaking windows, they were hitting officers with flagpoles, tasing them, beating them up. When it was clear they weren't being peaceful, why did you wait 3 hours to tell them to leave the Capitol?
Okay, Trump didn't answer the question then. He's never going to answer the question. Ever. Okay, so you have a situation where you've got to know who your interview subject is, and you've got to get as much out of that person as you can. But some things you're never going to get from Barack Obama, from Hillary Clinton, from Donald Trump, from any politician. They're never going to give you. And that's where this thing went off the rails, okay? And it got confrontational between Caitlin Collins and Donald Trump. And that was a disservice, okay? So at the pretty much at the end of it, it reached a head, roll the tape.
But that's the question that investigators have, I think, is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
She was being a wise guy or gal, whatever. That's why I asked it. Again, you've got to control and discipline yourself. You can be tough, but you can't. And then she steps out of that role. And you heard the audience. They were Republicans, remember, and they were siding with Trump. So again, Ms. Collins did that because she was afraid that her left-wing constituency would call her too soft on Trump. Well, the left-wing constituency condemned that town hall every way you can condemn it. So not only didn't Caitlin Collins get information as much as she could have, as much as I would have gotten, okay, because I told Donald Trump on a number of occasions, you didn't answer the question. You didn't answer it. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't care whether he answered it or not. So I'm sitting there. I sympathize with Caitlin Collins. So I learned under Mike Wallace, okay? And Mike Wallace is the best interviewer of all time. And he kind of adopted me. He liked my style because my style was modeled kind of after him. And I watched him. You may remember when Mike Wallace interviewed the Ayatollah Khomeini, one of the most heinous villains this earth has ever seen. And he was in Tehran, and Wallace is sitting there with this monster, okay, this mass murderer. And Wallace was basically conciliatory, okay? You remember when he said, I'm sorry I have to ask this. I mean, he wasn't fawning, but he was putting himself in a position not to create tension, but to get some answers, which Wallace did. All right, and Ayatollah Khomeini looked like a complete idiot. So there is a science to interviewing. You have to be part surgeon and part prize fighter. I remember my interview with Barack Obama in the White House before the Super Bowl, when he had endorsed the Muslim Brotherhood to lead the country of Egypt, which to me was absolutely appalling, all right? How can you put these thugs, these killers, and you give the president of the United States seal of approval? And I said that to him. I said, really, you're gonna endorse the Muslim Brotherhood? They're killers. But I didn't say it in an accusatory way. There, I'd like you to answer the question. I didn't do that. I got hate mail all over the place, okay? From people who hated Obama going, they wanted me to crush him, just as the far left wanted Ms. Collins to crush Trump. You can't take the bait, all right, if you are an interviewer.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming. might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Let's go to Carrie Lake. So she has been mentioned as a possible VP for Donald Trump. She's 53 years old, obviously a Republican, ran for the governorship of Arizona, lost by 17,000 votes, an amazingly close race out there. She has sued the election commission over those results. There is one, the Supreme Court, Arizona Supreme Court, heard it, and there's one outstanding event, signature verification. So that is in court and has not been resolved as of yet. Okay, so Maricopa County, that's Phoenix, they have allegedly violated signature verification. Supreme Court is going to assess that. So that'll take a little time, I guess. Anyway, Carrie Lake joins us now from London, England, where she was telling me before the interview, her sister lives over there. So you were lucky enough to see King Charles had that big thing on his head. You know, I thought he was going to get a concussion wearing that big thing.
That big thing, I love it. The crown, yes. Well, we've been in Europe. I was doing some of the speaking at the CPAC event in Hungary, which is a beautiful, amazing country. Budapest is one of the most beautiful, safe cities I've ever had the pleasure of touring through. And then we decided to swing through London. We've done some media over here and to see a little bit of history unfolding. Like you, Bill, I love history. And I'm so glad that we broke free from the tyrants, you know, back in 1776. It's wonderful to see history in a moment like that. And it was great to be with all of the ever so polite and charming folks from England, the British people, on this historic occasion.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you had a good time over there. I lived in England for a year. I respect their traditions, but if it were me, I would have thrown Charles's crown into Boston Harbor. I mean, I'm not big on being a subject to anybody, as you probably know. Have you?
Well, between me and you, between just me and you, I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
and
that's most Americans, we're happy we're not subjects, we're citizens. Right. Have you discussed the vice presidency with Donald Trump? I know you were down in Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago.
No, you know, I talk to President Trump quite frequently. And as you know, I'm a big supporter of his. And we haven't talked about that. I think one time the word vice president ever came up, and he was actually giving me kudos for an answer I'd given many, many months ago during the campaign when the press was starting to hound me about, are you going to leave if you're elected governor and become vice president? And I said something like, well, I'm flattered that you would ask that, because just a few months ago, you were acting like I wasn't even worthy of running for governor. And now all of a sudden, you're worried I'm going to, you know, win and leave to become vice president. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be your worst nightmare for 8 years. I'm going to be the press worst nightmare for 8 years as governor. And so he chuckled at that and thought it was a funny answer. Frankly, I don't think he needs a vice president. If there's ever one president who's been strong enough to lead without one, it's Donald Trump.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I know that situation pretty well, as I'm sure you understand. Pence helped him. I mean, that fell apart at the end over the crazy election stuff, but Pence helped Trump. And they were in frequent contact. Pence wasn't Kamala Harris, who they just want to get out of the way. Pence was smart. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. I think Trump would like to put a woman on the second.
About Kamala Harris, though. She might be hated more than Joe Biden. So maybe that's a good
That's a bad word, though. Nobody should hate.
People go, wait a minute, that feels worse.
Nobody should hate Kamala Harris. She's incompetent, in over her head. Those are all true. Now, you're an interesting study to me because you anchored the news on a Fox affiliate in Phoenix for 20 years. Everybody in the state knew you. And for people to say, well, why would you want to run or you shouldn't run? I mean, you know more about the state than probably anybody else having that kind of experience on your sheet. When you were involved in the campaign against Hobbs, two women running, the Arizona Republic and some of the other media were against you. Do I have that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got the Trump treatment in the media from the start. I'm an outsider.
Why though? Arizona isn't California. It's not New York where I am. Arizona is kind of a in the middle state with a very big conservative base. So why were they after you?
Well, they don't want outsiders, Bill. I mean, let's face it. There's the Uniparty and there's America First. And sad to say, I hate to say it, there's a lot of Republicans in the Uniparty. And the people behind our corrupt elections were these rhino Republicans. And President Trump is having to go to battle with some of them as well. They don't want outsiders. They want to protect the political apparatus as it stands. They're the political elite. They're worried about padding their own pockets, lining their pockets, and they really don't care at all about the American people. And that's why President Trump was such a breath of fresh air. He came in and immediately started fighting for the American people. And that's why they're doing everything they can to try to stop him.
Okay.
He is an existential threat to the...
Let's talk about you. I mean, Trump, it's plenty of airtime. Let's talk about you. I was surprised you lost because of the border. I mean, Arizona is a much smaller state than Texas, which is a much lower budget, and the impact of millions of migrants coming into this country has influenced every single person in your state. Yet, Hobbs, who won by, you know, a minuscule margin, I don't know why she was even in the game, because she was soft on border enforcement. Are there that many Arizonans who are okay with this chaos on the border?
Absolutely not. They're horrified. My number one policy issue was I have had the strongest and have the strongest border policy the country's ever seen. It was leaning very heavily on the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, which allows the states to protect the border and protect their citizens when there's an invasion, and we have an invasion on our border. I know you're saying I lost, and that's fine. You can say that. This is why we're fighting it in the courts. They sabotaged Election Day. They intentionally printed the wrong ballots on Election Day, and they had 61% of our polling locations that were non-functioning on Election Day because they knew the Republicans were showing up to vote. And that's why we're fighting it. When you have corrupt elections, we have deadly consequences, and the deadly consequences
All I'm doing is asking questions on the record, because the record is she's sitting there in Phoenix as the governor. And if you prevail on the, you know, voter verification, then all hell breaks loose in Arizona. But we'll wait and see. But I don't even think it should have been close. I think you should have won that election. I don't understand the demographics of Arizona, because if it were me, I would have voted for you only because of the immigration. I don't care about anything else, because that had been so dramatic and adversely affected Arizona so much. But there were millions of people who voted for your opponent, and I can't understand their mindset at all.
Well, this is why we have to get to the bottom of how corrupt our elections are. They were corrupt in 2020 and 22, and I'm fighting it. I will not back down. We know what happened in Arizona. We know we actually won by a landslide. It wasn't a slim margin, but we'll continue to fight that in the courts.
All right, that would be the biggest scandal in American history if that is borne out. But that's a big if.
We have this on our hands, and in 3 days' time, when Title 42 is stripped away, we are going to see an invasion, and it's going to shock America. It's going to shock
people. That's and the Biden White House is going to take it again because of their incompetence, and that's all it is.
Other than incompetence, Bill, they're partners with the cartels, okay?
When you go down to the border, they're not partners with the cartels.
No. They're not doing anything on the border to secure the people.
They're not doing anything, but they're not in bed with the cartels. Joe Biden doesn't care, number one, and isn't, at this point in his life, able to problem solve on any level. So
he told everybody, come on over. The borders are wide open.
He absolutely encouraged it, and the cartel picked that up, and the drugs are coming in, and the people are coming in, and it's a disaster. And just for that reason alone, Biden shouldn't even run again. But we live in a country that's changing dramatically. Last question for you. If you don't prevail in your lawsuit against Arizona and the vote, and you don't get the nod or the call from Donald Trump, and I wouldn't put it past him to contact you about the VP, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, I'm not somebody who's waiting to be VP. I mean, I love President Trump because I love his policies. I love what he did. I love that he's a fighter. We need more fighters in the Republican Party. And frankly, in politics, we need people who will step forward and fight for the people. And so I'm doing whatever I can to help him. I absolutely feel that he's the best
person. So you'll campaign for him and you'll be involved in the Trump 24.
Possible. I may, if we do not get the results people of Arizona deserve in this election case, I may consider running for Senate. That's no secret. I've talked about that before.
Okay.
It's in the back of my mind. We have a Senate seat that's going to be a three-way race between Kyrsten Sinema, who is a Joe Biden puppet, and also between Ruben Gallego, who is a Marxist socialist and maybe even hinging on communist. And we need somebody who's going to fight for the people of Arizona. So that's something I'm
right.
seriously.
We'll take a look. And when do you have to declare for that if you're going to do it?
Early next year, I think by April or something like that.
By 24. There's really so you got time. All right, Ms. Lake, we really appreciate you coming on, and you're welcome anytime. You know, so just
you're awesome, you got Bill.
Something you want to say, or when the final Supreme Court ruling comes down in Arizona, and it's the Supreme Court of Arizona, by the way, that's considering this case. We're happy to have you back.
We're going to take this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court
okay,
as well.
Good.
And I'd that's love to come on when we do that. And we just have
absolutely.
A book that just came out.
That'll be fascinating.
Listen, so
I would do the same thing. If I believe that I didn't get a fair shake, I would do exactly the same thing. And we appreciate it. Safe trip home from London. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age. And work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Press is corrupt. I don't even have to convince you. You know it is. That's why you're here. That's why you go out of your way to subscribe to BillO'Reilly.com, to watch the No Spin News, to listen to the No Spin News on the radio. So the only soundbite I'm going to play here is from CNN, a woman named Sarah Murray, who is a correspondent, not a pundit. She's a hard news person. Roll the tape.
Comer just did a press conference essentially saying that there are members of the Biden family who receive payments from entities linked to Romania, linked to China, and that some of these payments took place while Joe Biden was the vice president. And of course, James Comer is using this to try to further his argument that he's trying to make, that there are members of the Biden family who enriched themselves on the family name, and that somehow the current president was involved, even though he hasn't offered proof of that.
Somehow? Is this woman just back from Antarctica? Somehow? What about the trips on Air Force Two? What about all the meetings in the White House with Hunter Biden's associates? Somehow? See, this is the kind of reporting that if I'm the news director at CNN, she's gone. Gone. You don't do that if you're a reporter. You give equal weight to both sides of the argument. You're not acting as a defense attorney for Joe Biden as she did. I just want you to know the extent of the corruption that we have, and that's why these politicians in both sides can get away with so much. Okay, so I'm in the 3rd District here in New York on Long Island, 3rd Congressional District. My congressman is George Santos. I voted for Santos. I didn't know anything about him. I should have known about him. But it's hard to root out, and it's not an excuse. I figured if the Republican Party nominated the guy, they vetted him. They obviously didn't vet him. So now the Justice Department full bore after him. Forget about Joe Biden, but after Santos. And they've charged him with 13 counts. Wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, false statements. Okay, he's done. Now, he should be done. He should be. And if he had any dignity, he'd resign. But they get him anyway. He'd probably go into prison. All right, he uses campaign money, allegedly, but they'll prove it, to enrich himself. But the amount of time and effort to get him, as opposed to look at the White House... There you go. George Santos. Oh, my God. Border update. So now the Border Patrol says 10,000 migrants a day. Can you imagine this? More than any other time in history. All right. A bigger number than any other time are crossing the border into the USA. And that's going to get worse. All right. Because Biden has an open border policy. Here's what the president said yesterday.
I spent close to an hour with the Mexican president today. We're doing all we can. The answer is it remains to be seen. We've gotten overwhelming cooperation from Mexico.
That's simply not true. You know, look, when Trump left office, he had remain in Mexico policy, which means as soon as the migrant came over, they got turned around and they got back to Mexico. Also had the Mexican military soldiers on the southern border with Guatemala and the northern border with the USA. The military was there, Mexican military. Okay. Now, the reason that Obrador did that was Trump said, if you don't do it, I'm slapping 25% tariff on all Mexican goods coming into the United States. That's why Obrador did it. The day Biden took office, he knocked out Remain in Mexico, and the Mexican army disappeared from both borders. But Biden is telling the public, we've getting overwhelming cooperation from Mexico. Simply not true. It's not even close to being true. But again, he can say it because who's going to do anything about it? Awful. Smart life. I love this. Okay, so most of us have too much stuff in our homes. All right, I do. And Jiffy Junk, this is a full-service junk removal company. You can hire people to come in and take your junk away. You got to pay them, but they'll take your stuff away, so you don't have to do it. So the other day I was going through, I got so much memorabilia from 46, 7 years of being in the media. It's just unbelievable. How much stuff I have, and I got to get it out of here. So I'm going through it, and when you go through it, you discover certain things that are important that you forgot about. Pictures, documents, all kinds of stuff, all right? And this, I have a big green hefty bag and I'm just throwing stuff in there. Bum, 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 bum. Anyway, this Jiffy Junk, they put out a guideline for sorting out your stuff. Here it is. Number one, discard things, and that gives you more time. I don't really understand that, but okay. Letting go of stuff equates to reorganizing your life. Yeah, all right. Slim it down. Okay. Possessions weigh people down, racking stressors. So you're more stressed if you have a messy house, stuff all over the place. Okay. Paves the way for spiritual connections. I'm not sure about that one. I don't know if St. Michael the Archangel has anything to do with my stuff. I'm not seeing that. Maybe some, maybe in the Hindu religion, or I don't know. I'm not chanting while I'm sorting. I'm not. Break free from toxic materialism. My stuff, you know, my garage is a problem, I have to say. But I don't want to throw away memories. So I got, you know, when the urchins were little, I got all like the toys and the sleds and the this and the that. And you know, I kind of like looking at them to remember those days, so I kind of keep those. And my mother, she threw away all my baseball cards. You know how much money she threw away? I had a baseball card collection. I came back from college one day and I said, where are my baseball cards? Oh, I threw them out. They were junk. No, what? And old toys, they're worth money. I salvaged my Lionel trains. I got them and they're worth money. So be careful when you're sorting your stuff out. So smart life is this. Sort it. Don't have a stuff. You don't look like Sanford and Son, okay? If you remember that sitcom. Throw away the junk. You know what the junk is. But then neatly organize the stuff that's important to you and keep some of the stuff that engenders good memories. So that's the smart life there. All right, here we go with the final thought. We have posted on BillO'Reilly.com, some of the history tour to show you the difference between when I interview Donald Trump and when CNN interviews Donald Trump. Here's a little preview. Go. So I'm trying to assess Putin and Xi. Who between the two is a bigger threat to America?
When you have nuclear, everybody's a threat.
But you still haven't answered my question. Who's more dangerous?
I think, honestly, I think they're both dangerous. It depends on what day you're talking about.
All right. That kind of candor, there it is. So it's on BillO'Reilly.com. You all can go. You don't have to be a premium member, concierge member. You should be. Okay? You get lots of great stuff if you are. But I want everybody to take a look, and then you can compare and contrast. So there's a way to do this, even with a very difficult interview subject like Donald Trump. And he is difficult because, as we said, he and the turtles have their greatest hits. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column Sunday noon, and we'll see you again on Monday.